I'm joined by Fazel Khuroumi, who's in Kirkuk. Fazel, we've been hearing it's under control of the Kurds. Is that right? What are you seeing there?
Yes, the Kurdish, like Peshmerga forces, control the city completely. They announced it today, but I think it was since yesterday afternoon that they control the area. What I see on the street is basically just mass deployment of troops, like movement of troops around the city that I've been here for like the last half an hour. And the city seems to be quiet, but I was just going to go and interview a brigadier just outside Kirkuk, and we were just told that there was a fighting started between the Peshmerga forces and the ISIL troops, militias. And we have to, unfortunately, turn around. But the city is quiet from what I can see.
We're hearing that a Kurdish minister survived an assassination attempt. Can you tell us any more about that?
I've been in the car. Unfortunately, I'm not aware of that.
Okay, what was the... You've just driven from Erbil to Kirkuk. What was the road like?
The road was quieter compared to like other days that I've traveled on the same road. Usually they're like large number of like oil tankers that they go from Kirkuk to Erbil or from Erbil to Kirkuk. But today it was quieter. I think because of the fighting and because of what's happening in Mosul and Kirkuk, the number of the tankers on the road has dropped dramatically. I saw some troops on the road. But generally speaking, the road was quiet and there wasn't anything abnormal.
And no sign of Iraqi troops. The troops you're seeing are Kurdish, is that right?
Yes, this area is like the Mosul, Duhok, Erbil, Duhok and Sleimani area. And now Kirkuk, on top of that, is completely controlled by the Kurdish areas. The Kurdish Peshmerga forces are commanded by the Peshmerga ministry within the Kurdistan regional government, and they get their orders from the Kurdish like government, not the Iraqi government.
The Iraqi foreign minister has just been on the Sky News saying that ISIS are on the run. How does it look from where you are?
Well, from what I've heard, I've spoken to like a couple of people, and there's like fighting around Kirkuk, not in Kirkuk, but just around Kirkuk. And I was told by a source that a Kurdish Peshmerga was killed and one was injured, but I can't verify that. That's what I've been told. That the fighting sporadic fighting is happening between the Kurdish Peshmerga forces and the ISIL fighters.
Do you think ISIS is strong enough to advance on Baghdad?
It's possible, because the problem is the Iraqi army is very sectarian, and the loyalty lies usually with their own sects. What happened in Mosul is basically the troops like deserted their post, they abandoned their post, and they just fled. Not necessarily because they couldn't fight the ISIS like fighters and militias. It's just because they see no loyalty to their commanders or to Baghdad. I think that's like one of the main reasons, and it's possible that given the sectarian nature of the whole country and the army, it's possible that fighters, ISIS fighters, may make advances towards Baghdad.
There's also a sort of a fear that the whole country is going to just descend into the kind of civil war that you've seen in Syria. Do you think that's likely?
I mean, I'm based in the Kurdish areas in the Kurdistan, within the Kurdistan region, in northern Iraq. I don't think that's a possibility in the Kurdistan region. People are going about their daily business. They have like a fear of this like militia force coming in to Mosul, to the border area. But I don't think they stand a chance of like advancing towards the Kurdish area. There is no chaos, there is no nothing in the Kurdish area, so that's what I can talk about. About the Kurdish area, I don't think that's it will descend into chaos in this area.
Okay, take care, Basil. Thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure, Matt.